Oh, that's good stuff.
I'm so glad I caught that.
Welcome to the Score Report. Jay is drinking this evening.
Score Report brought to you by Eagle Rare.
Nice.
Bourbon, brownest of the brown liquors.
I don't think I can drink bourbon anymore.
That would make me exorbitant.
No, I don't think I can, actually. Oh, well.
Maybe it depends on how it's processed. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't drink enough bourbon to you know.
Well, you have all the whiskey. I haven't bothered to look it up.
Yeah, and, you know, vodka's nice.
Yeah.
And it blends with everything. So.
What about rum? Can you have rum?
I can drink, like, you know, just regular rum. You know how they have spiced rum and fancy rum and just regular straight rum, yes, is good. Because it's just sugar cane. That doesn't mean gluten, so.
Gotcha.
But, like, also, you know, there's, you know, I learned my lesson. You know those vodkas that come in flavors? Yeah, no.
Good.
It's the flavoring.
That makes sense.
It's such a bummer, too, because they have such, like, creative flavors. Like pumpkin pie.
What about pumpkin?
I'm sure they have everything. They have everything flavored vodka. They should do that. Like the everything bagel, they should have the everything flavored vodka.
Oh, that would be disgusting.
No! Are you kidding? Have you ever had an everything bagel?
No.
Well, then you can't talk.
Why would I want an everything bagel?
Because it's delicious.
Because if you don't have it, you don't get to tell the Dalai Lama joke about him going to the New York bakery saying, "Make me one with everything." Come on.
I thought that was the hot dog.
Well, yeah.
Do you even know what an everything bagel is, Alan?
It's a bagel with everything?
No. You know how you can get a blueberry bagel or a cinnamon raisin bagel or an onion bagel?
You know what? Bagel's really not such a thing down here in Texas. So
I know.
If it's not in a bag at the grocery store, we're probably not going to get it.
Well, an everything bagel it's wonderful. It has like sesame seeds and sea salt and garlic and onions and poppy seeds. It's got like everything on it. And it is just so good with cream cheese. It's great. Yankee food. Actually, Jewish food.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the exact demographics are, but I would imagine it's not as – the Jewish community is not as vibrant in Texas. As
well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I went to some of my best friends in school. I sound like such one of those racist assholes. Well, those are one of my best friends. But no, literally, some of my best friends were Jewish. I had Jewish friends in Scouts and everything else. And it just wasn't that big a deal, you know? I mean, it's just like I had, like, you know, there were some Catholics, and, you know, it was like...
Oh, my God, Catholics.
Yeah. In fact, honestly, you know, we didn't know... I mean, it's not... Religion's not a thing that really comes up when you're a kid.
Alan?
Yeah, Jay?
Oh, God.
Founded by Catholics right now.
I know.
Filthy papists on either side.
I don't know if Brita's such a Catholic anymore.
Well, you know, technically. Let's just say technically, I am Catholic. Because I did the whole confirmation thing. So technically, yes.
You were baptized and confirmed. You're Catholic.
Yes.
Well,
the state of my soul now, however,
you know what? The church can have their opinion about you, but I still say that the church really doesn't, you know, it's supposed to be like this moral authority, but really this day and age, how much moral authority does the Catholic Church actually have?
You know, speaking back to the gluten thing, I can't get communion until like I'm on my deathbed, really, unless I want to get really sick.
Yeah.
Because the Pope says, nope, communion has to be wheat.
Doesn't
instantiation make it gluten friendly? I don't know.
It's no, apparently, you know, the Jesus magic only works on wheat. So...
You know, I always thought it'd be neat if it was nachos. You know, I'm just
man, why can't it be anything? You know, it's Jesus. Instead, he can do anything. Come on.
That's right. Why are you limiting our Savior?
Beef jerky.
If oh, now there you go, Jerky Jesus. There.
Oh, dear God. That's going to be the title of the episode.
I would go Jesus. To church all the time if they served jerky. Just saying.
Just let him jerk.
Catholic
just
Pope, jerk if you're listening, circle. You know, oh, think God. About it. Think about it. I'm just Pope saying.
Francis. And instead of wine, they could have bourbon.
There you go.
Jerky and bourbon. Or whiskey, oh, my or God. Whatever. It's still going to hell.
Jerky and Shiner Bock. There you go.
There you go.
And, you know, maybe throw in some brisket. I mean, come on, you know, spice it up a little. Make it.
On special occasions like Christmas and Easter, they have brisket. Yes.
Yeah.
Christmas.
The rest of the year, you know, you get jerky.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
What is happening with the Pope?
Frankie the Pope.
Oh, yeah, boy. This dude.
Well, yeah, this Pope. Oh, this Pope. He's compared to John Paul. He's the devil. Like,
he called himself the devil.
Yeah. What would ever possess
the leader, Pope?
A Pope. To even... I mean, is it maybe a translation?
Joke? Was it a joke? Was he making a joke?
I think he was trying to be humble and you know build up John Paul, which there are many other ways one could do this.
Is John Paul a saint now?
I think
he is actually.
I think so.
Yeah.
You type in John Paul and you get John Paul Jones. That's interesting.
JP2.
JP2. Paul, he's called Saint. Okay, no.
I don't think he's been
not yet,
canonized
no.
yet.
According to Wikipedia, hold on.
Well, the
is the number one authority.
Second longest serving pope in modern history. I knew he served a long time, but you know what? I always liked John Paul too. I thought, you know, he was a staunch anti-communist. You know,
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, there, you know, he grew up, you know, he's from Poland. He knew, you know, he knew what was going on.
Apparently in 2014, he was declared a saint. He was
oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Is he Saint John Paul or is he Saint something else?
He is Saint John Paul, but also John the 23rd.
Wow.
Does he have like a, is he like the patron saint of anything yet? Or does he have a day or?
I'm trying to find it out, but I have like a stupid.
I would hope that he'd be the patron saint of Poland. That would be nice.
That would
or
be
one
cool.
of the many. I'm sure Poland.
Saint of Kielbasa. No, wait, hold on.
I'm sure Poland also already has their patron saint
of Polish sub kielbasa.
Kielbasa. Kielbasa is good stuff. I can't eat it, but it's good stuff.
Oh my God.
78 to 2005. Wow.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
I remember what a thumb in the eye of the Soviet Union he was when he got made the Pope. That was a huge deal.
Poland. Oh my God! No, I don't want to update my iPad. I'm using it. Did you not know I'm using it?
Yeah.
Ooh, a new web. Well, that's great. I happen to be using
it. Everybody's been having update issues this week.
Yep. Well, anyway,
there's nothing else going on this week, is there?
No, I, you know, it's been really a quiet week.
It's been quiet. So.
You know, Jay, earlier today, I asked Brita, and I'm going to quote myself because I want to get it exactly right. Oh man, where was it? Dun, 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 dun.
I've got hiccups. Oh no.
Oh goodness.
I'm sorry.
I will. I
Well, that makes it even better.
I'll propose my patented works every time hiccup cure.
What?
It is very simply deep, slow, controlled breathing. Not bleeding. That would be awful. Seriously. Stop. Take a big, deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale slowly.
sounds like you're, you're taking a hit on a joint or something.
You ever seen, oh my God. Have you ever seen, what was it? God, it wasn't Saturday Night Live. It was the, oh shit. It was the other show. It was the Uh-Oh Hot Dog show. Mad TV.
Hot Dog?
I remember Mad TV.
Yeah.
Well, Jay doing the breathing reminds me of the Sunrise Yoga with Sage Hagen.
I miss Sunrise Yoga.
Yoga with Sage Hagen. And he was like, okay, slowly inhale and exhale through your vagina. You know, it's kind of like, you'll have to look it up. It's really funny. Sage, Mad TV, I was so upset when that went off the air. It was better than Saturday Night Live at that point. You know.
That's a low bar, though.
Yeah. Saturday, it is.
After the late 70s, Saturday Night Live sucked and never recovered anyway.
Yeah. Mad TV was great.
I'd argue the early 80s were pretty good with Billy Crystal and Eddie Murphy, because
Eddie Murphy carried it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Film,
or, you know, just, they were just some, yeah.
Could have been the Eddie Murphy show.
Yeah. James Brown Celebrity Hot Tub. I mean, what genius. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, I asked Brita earlier, yeah, I wonder if this is how normal people feel about the Super Bowl or World Series.
Yeah, pretty much.
Today was one of the best news days ever. It was really crazy. I was refreshing the live updates and the, oh my God, like who's saying what now? And then Alan is like texting me, oh my God, oh my God. And of course I'm at the library and I can't listen to the live feed. I'm like, you're going to have to give me details, Alan. Like, you know, give me the rundown, the play by play. What is happening?
Well, I had really bad back to back meetings this morning, so I didn't get to watch the first part of it. But after lunch, I got to watch a lot of, cause I had the live feed going behind my spreadsheet from hell. So, and I heard a lot of, you know, what was going on with, you know, Kavanaugh's testimony. First off, dude, Kavanaugh came out. I mean, he was not taking shit from anybody. He was like, you know, screw you and the horse you rode in on to the Democrats. And he kept that up the whole time. He didn't cave about anything. And I was really happy to see that the Republicans on the committee also were not shy about telling the Democrats exactly, you know, they knew everything that was going on and it was all, you know. Yeah, okay, so, okay, let me roll back to 2 years ago, or about 2 years ago, when Gorsuch, was it Gorsuch? Who was the one that...
Gorsuch, yes. That
Obama nominated?
Oh,
no.
Merrick Garland.
Garland, okay. So when Garland was nominated... Mitch McConnell was basically like, ain't happening. Right? I mean, he was straight up, we're not having it.
Using the rules the Democrats had put in place. Right. Yeah.
But he was straight up about it. We're not gonna do it.
Okay.
Contrast that to the Democrats, who are playing this pious, you know, oh, all women must be believed.
Oh, my God.
We need an FBI investigation. Oh, we need to get all the facts. We need to stop this hearing, and we need to get to the bottom of all this. And don't you think that we should have an every single Democrat that talked today asked Kavanaugh, why don't you turn to the guy sitting there and say, why don't you tell them you want an FBI investigation? You know, they play this bullshit. I mean, they pretend like they're not doing what everybody knows they're doing, which is a partisan game. You know, if they came out like Mitch McConnell and they said, look, we're going to do everything. Like, Schumer? Was it Schumer that said, I'm going to do everything in my power to block this nomination? Now, he's not on the Judicial Committee, but still, you know, these people, Feinstein and these people, could have just said, look, we're not going to confirm him. Instead, they're playing these games. And they're
You know why?
Yeah, I
midterms.
Know why.
Midterms. Yes.
They're giving themselves... Mm-hmm. they're trying to set themselves up for a, you know, heads we win, tails you lose situation that they can use
right.
in the midterms. You know,
they are riling up the female vote.
Yeah.
Well, that I'm gonna state for the record, I think it's genius. They have set it up so that this is win-win. Because if they manage to derail the Kavanaugh nomination, they've got this huge win. They can go to their base and say, look what we did as the minority party. Imagine what we could do when we're the majority.
Right.
Mm.
If they fail to block the Kavanaugh nomination, they can say, look at the GOP. They're continuing their war on women. You have to elect us in so we can stop these horrible misogynists.
Right.
They literally cannot lose.
And it's almost like the Republicans can only lose.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yes, but no.
This is also a good way for the Republicans to stir up their base.
Yes. Yes. I mean, exactly. They can't, if they were smart.
Yeah, that's a big if.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, I will say this. For the stupid party, they have been remarkably not stupid up to now. There has been no Todd Akin moment where they, you know, are, you know, talking and say, oh, if a woman gets raped, she can't get pregnant. Stop it. They haven't pulled the Charlie Brown kicking at Lucy football about gay marriage or abortion or anything. They've been very good at shutting the hell up. And I really think the Democrats are panicking because, my God, the GOP hasn't done anything stupid. they've been letting Donald Trump's Twitter account do all the stupid things for them. So they had to push something. And they've pushed this, which, you know, I can't get worked up about it because I've already been through it in 1991 with Clarence Thomas.
Right. Yeah.
And before that, Bork.
Yeah.
That was the one that basically created the handbook they're playing by now.
Right.
And then they tried it again on Thomas and it didn't work. Because by that time the Republicans were wise to their bullshit. And then, you know, what's funny is they didn't try it on Gorsuch. Maybe it was just because it was too quick or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. I don't know how they let that one get through. I think that one was kind of like he's just saying, you know, it's a net, not, you know, here you've got a chance to someone.
How close was it to an election, Gorsuch?
Well, it was it was right after.
So nobody had any really.
Right.
Meh. Now you have to remember that these people who are on the committee, their main goal in life is to get reelected. I don't think they care who is.
No, they don't.
They care about getting themselves reelected.
Right.
So this is all a show for their base saying, look at us.
Right.
You know, champions of the victims of women and look at the evil Republicans. And
oh, the Democrats, you know, they're already sending out fundraising letters. They were sending out fundraising letters before the thing was even over.
Right. So, you know, Mike always compares, you know, Washington to a bunch of people rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. And in that way, it's like they don't really, the ship is going down either way. They're just looking for, you know, the best seat or whatever. It's like.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care.
Well, in the case of the Democrats, they really don't care. They want the fucker to sink.
Well, sure.
The Republicans really don't care if it sinks or not. They just want to get reelected. But the Democrats
wants to get reelected.
Yeah, but the Democrats want to get reelected and sink the boat.
Yeah. Well, I really think that this might backfire on them, you know, because people are starting to see that, hey, wait a minute. This is all a show. And I mean, okay, I saw this woman, and I know this is really super judgmental, But and leading up to this, I've read everything about, like, you know, her allegations and the witnesses and what evidence there is and
none
statements. No, there's no evidence. There's no one, not one of her witnesses, her named witnesses, is backing her up. Not one.
Well, and the third woman.
Oh, please. I mean, they've
gotten ridiculous.
Oh my God.
They're sacrificing babies to Satan. I mean,
right.
This point, yes. One to come forward is going to be he raped 100 women and then sacrificed all the babies to Satan. Because
yes.
they've gotten absolutely ludicrous. It's like each time they're like, okay, we had this one allegation, but it was kind of like he acted like a jerk. Like the most you get is he's being a jerk and it's wrong. What she's claiming he did is wrong if it happened, if he was the one doing it.
Right.
And there's no, and
but there's no,
it's a
no corroboration. Nobody is saying, yes, I saw it too, or I was there, or yes, I remember the party, or anything.
Exactly. And you're talking something that happened 35 years ago. I mean, you know, Alan was only in his 50s, but sorry, Alan, I had to do it.
Well, if it wasn't you, it'd be somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saving the people at home the trouble. But you know, 35 years ago, I mean, I certainly don't remember every detail about everything I did when I was in high school.
Of course not.
You know, and what, to me, the most telling thing is there's nothing from 25 years ago or 20 years ago or 15 years ago. If this guy, as they're trying to portray him, this horrible, drunken frat boy raping women left and right, he flipped a switch. And has never done it again.
Yeah, that doesn't work that way.
Which is absolutely counter to every single instance we've ever seen. Between the recently jailed Bill Cosby to disgraced Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton, you know, well, the irony of Hillary Clinton saying every woman must be believed. I'm surprised she didn't explode from the irony of that.
Yeah,
Juanita Broderick.
She should have been hit by lightning bolts from like six different directions for that one.
I did see that Juanita Broderick managed to crash the hearings. Well played.
She was there.
Well played. Because the every woman must be believed except her.
Right.
Except
Roderick. Here's the thing that for me, as a woman, okay, today, I'm trying to find the thing on Twitchy, but of course I can't find it. But the thing that got me today was that, why can't I find it? Damn it. Christine Blasey Ford, She named a number of witnesses that would, you know, say that they were at the party, that they saw what happened, they knew what happened, etc. However, one of these witnesses was supposedly one of her best friends. And this best friend, and apparently really still a good friend until this day, and was like her best friend at the time of this alleged incident. Oh, here it is. Okay. This friend is named Leland Kaiser. And during the questioning today, Leland Kaiser came out that Leland has said that she has no memory of any alleged incident. And so they questioned Christine Blasey Ford about it. And during her testimony, she said, why, including your best friend who says she never met Kavanaugh and the party did not happen. Like, why did this happen? Dr. Ford said, Leland has significant health challenges, and I'm happy she is focusing on herself.
What the hell?
So, basically, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford threw her best friend under the bus.
Yeah.
And implying that her best friend, like, lied under oath to a federal, like, questioning? Really? To me, I was like, oh, this bitch. Uh-uh. No. I read that, and I was like, oh, no. Usually, like, when these things come forward, I'm like, I kind of try, despite everything, I try to give the woman the benefit of the doubt. You know, and because I know how things can be complicated when there's a sexual assault, and you never know, and he said, she said, and I kind of try, but I saw this today, and I was like, oh, bitch, uh-uh, no. You did that to your friend?
Yep.
Horrible.
Yeah, I saw, like, something absolutely unbelievable. It was somebody questioning, what does Ford have to gain from doing this? I'm like, are you serious?
A multi-million book deal?
Are you legitimately retarded? Because the woman is, she's now famous.
Yeah, she's going to get a book deal.
She's going to get a book
deal. Millions of dollars.
She's going to get a TV deal. She's going to make the talk show circuit.
Yep.
She has hit the jackpot.
Sure.
But what 99% of people want, they want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the holy grail.
Yeah, the attention alone would be enough.
Exactly. Exactly. You went from absolutely, you know, I don't remember exactly where she teaches, but it's not Harvard.
No, it's like UCLA or something like that. It's some California
school. Good,
but
you're a college professor who is about to become famous for derailing a right-wing Supreme Court justice. I mean, you might as well put on the Superman cape from the liberal perspective.
Yep.
This Trump is literally Hitler. Anyone he nominates is going to be, you know, the worst of Heinrich Himmler. And you stopped it. You are fucking Captain America and Wonder Woman rolled into one. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. What? I don't know. What does she get out of it? Nothing. Are you serious? Are you that delusional to think that she's not getting something out of this? You know,
I'm now actually looking up Anita Hill and trying to find out, like, what did Anita Hill get out of it?
And, you know, and not for nothing, let's revisit this. Every woman must be believed. Was James Carville believing Paula Jones when he said, if you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, you'll come out with Paula Jones?
Yeah. Nice.
You'll never know what you find out. Yeah, you meant Paula Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what bothers me the most, is that all women are to be believed. Oh, wait, we mean all women who accuse Republicans. Because you notice, nobody is saying a fucking word about Keith Ellison and the woman that he beat up and the fact that he's got the fucking record sealed.
Right.
Oh, but Kavanaugh might have touched a woman when he was 17. This dude, you know, he is an active representative, beats the shit out of a woman. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's fine. Oh, every woman except her. You lose the moral high ground making those exceptions, folks.
I'm always baffled at, like, all the liberal women who can it's like selective blindness or something. It's so strange to me. Wait. So earlier this week, I was kind of scrolling through Facebook, and some of my friends, you know, I don't know what they're doing, but they're still friends with liberals. And they still friends. I'm doing, like, the air quote Facebook friends. I don't know if they're actually friends, but they still, like, interact with liberals and debate them. To what end? I don't know. Maybe it's you know, they're entertaining themselves or practicing their debate skills or, you know, whatever. But anyway, so I was kind of scrolling through and I saw that one of my Facebook friends was kind of interacting with a liberal woman, and she was going on and on about Kavanaugh and about how she believes, believes the Dr. Ford and everything. And somebody brought up Mary Jo Kopechne and how the Democrats are so hypocritical when it comes to, you know, violence against women and rape and et cetera, right? And so they brought up Mary Jo Kopechne, and this woman who, and I looked at her profile, she was like an adult. She wasn't like a millennial who had no, you know, she was, you know, 30s, 40s. She had no idea who Mary Jo Kopechne was.
Wow.
Yep.
And that stunned me. And I don't know if it's because all she reads is liberal media and they don't ever talk about it, maybe.
Could be.
Or they explain it away somehow, or I don't know what. But, I mean, come on.
I bet it's the first. They just never talk about it.
They just never talk about it.
Kennedy killed a person. Killed her. And got away with it. Because he was a Kennedy.
Oh, he did. Yep.
But then he went on to become Ted Kennedy, Lion of the Senate.
Yep.
And everybody looked away.
And the other half of the Chris Dodd waitress sandwich.
Right. I mean, Teddy Kennedy's, like, sexual, like, his sexual bullshit was well known in Washington.
Sure.
Like, there was an interview with Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher, you know, Princess Leia, who said that Teddy Kennedy asked her if she would have sex with Chris Dodd. I think it was Chris Dodd. I'm pretty sure she declined. But still, like, it was like this, Teddy Kennedy, it was like this, you know, it was a known thing. Yeah. He was like the Harvey Weinstein of.
Weren't you about to say something about what's her name?
Who?
The Ford, Dr. Ford. You were going to say something about her.
Oh, boy. Okay, I may get in trouble with this for this, but.
I just want you to say it because it's so damn.
You want me to say it out loud?
Yes.
All right. So I had seen a lot of pictures of her and, you know, old pictures of her, the Dr. Ford, Christine Blasey Ford. And I had seen, you know, more recent photos of her, but I had not seen her until like really today when she appeared. And I deal with the public a lot and I deal with people a lot and like strangers coming up to me and I can read people pretty well. And, well, unless they're like complete, you know, narcissistic sociopaths, then I have kind of problems, but, as far as like kind of mildly crazy, potentially problematic people, I can kind of peg them pretty well. And as soon as I saw the picture of this Christine Blasey Ford, I was like, oh man, if she came up to my reference desk, I'd be concerned. She seems like one of those women that like probably talks too much and probably like is a little bit nuts, you know, and kind of will give you a problem while you're trying to help her.
Well, from what I saw of her this morning, she's more than a little bit nuts.
Well, I didn't hear her talk a lot, but you know, just from looking at her, I was like, oh boy, I'd be worried. Uh oh.
You know, it strikes me that, you know, a lot of these women that are accusing, you know, she's her,
the crazy eyes.
Well, that, but you know how the FBI goes out and they find some schlub somewhere and they go, hey man, let's go bomb a bridge or let's go blow up something. Cause Allah, you know, and they pump them up and they give them a van and they give them something that looks like a bomb. And then the guy drives out there and pushes a button and nothing happens. And then he gets arrested and charged. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of getting that feeling from these people, these poor women that are coming in and going, because you got this one who, you know, seemed reluctant and then kind of got talked into it and has, mm-hmm. Knows the lawyer of the other one. And then you got this other one who didn't really remember anything until after 6 days of talking to a lawyer. And suddenly she remembers, oh yeah, it was Kavanaugh. I mean, you know, and these you got these reporters that are combing through yearbooks from these schools and going out and looking for these people and calling them and going, hey, do you know any dirt on Kavanaugh? And you know, they're just, it's like, You know, if there was anything real, I mean, how many FBI investigations does an appellate level federal judge go through? I mean, he's been through like six.
Yeah.
You know, every confirmation, every one of these federal appointments and confirmations requires an FBI background check. And when they do an FBI background check, a lot of people don't know what that means. What it means is they go back and they talk to everyone. They talk mm-hmm. to your former classmates. They talk to your family. They talk to the neighbors that used to live across the street from you when you were 6 years old. They talk to everybody. And if there was a shred of anything, they would have found it.
Well, like I said, I like to come back to the type of sociopathy they're accusing him of.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
You just turn off. No, it doesn't. You don't go from, I mean, let's throw it out there because they've said it, rape rooms.
Right.
Which.
What is, I know, I heard that. I was like, what?
And did you really? It floors me. It floors me. It's like each time they had to come back and it's, we got to one up. You know, we got a one-up last one. You know, it's like, you know, they're like aliens trying to read human beings. It's okay, we gave them this one, and they said, well, you know, it's bad, but it's not horrific, and it's just one person, and okay, we'll give them another one, and oh, it's a little worse, and the next one will have rape rooms. And you go, by the fourth accuser, it's going to be, oh, he was routinely machine gunning Jewish babies. You know what I mean? Right. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah. But none of it is current. And that's the problem. Right. You know, with Weinstein, yeah. There were people like yesterday, you know.
Exactly. While he was a judge, there was a 20-something intern that he, you know, forced to perform oral sex on him. Oh, oops.
Yeah.
There's none of that. And mm-hmm. and the sexual predator they're trying to paint him as, it's not something you just light switch on, light switch off.
No.
It's part
I'm wondering where the idea for this came from. Well, like initially.
It came from Bork and it came from Clarence Thomas.
No. No, like who like was it this Christine Blasey Ford who
initiated
introduced this whole idea of him as a sexual predator?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or was it like Diane Feinstein said hey, or was it like the third allegation, the gang rape woman, and the first one, Christine Blasey Ford, they apparently have a connection.
Yeah.
Through this law office.
Right.
Of Katz, I think the woman's name is, but she's like a real like anti-Trump lawyer, blah, blah, blah. And they both have been in the past, or is it Ford currently is represented by this woman, and then in the past the third woman had been represented for another sexual assault case? I think that's what it is. But they share, like, you know, this common lawyer. So, like, did it all of it come from the lawyer to begin with?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, they could have been. Who knows?
But, well, you know, it just seems like so. It seems like orchestrated to be like the dirtiest, sleaziest, yuckiest thing.
Well, they said they were. They said they were going to do it.
Yep.
I'm gonna play something.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to play something here. Let's see. Let me see.
Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy.
That is Mr. Lindsey Graham, who is now the poster boy for toxic masculinity.
Wow. Like, I've ever thought those two would go together.
There are literally people on Twitter that are saying that Lindsey Graham is the definition of toxic masculinity.
Well, and you know, again, I have to kind of, you know, nod and acknowledge that this is masterful, because I've seen people I know are on our side saying, well, there's reason she didn't come forward, and it happens, and nobody's denying that it doesn't.
Yeah,
you would have to be living in a goddamn cave to think that there aren't men out there who will prey on women. There are. Mm-hmm. Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, we've got all kinds of.
Of course.
I won't say liberal, but there are a bunch of liberals.
Oh, Dyke's hungry.
Hold on. I'll mute myself.
Plenty of examples. I mean, yeah, you know, I had a roommate in college who delighted in, you know, getting women drunk to take advantage of them. And I believe I pulled a line from Mo Sizlak when I told him if I caught him again, I was going to gut him like a fish and drink his blood. But I know they're out there. We've probably known someone like that. Nobody disputes that it happens. The problem is, coming forward, I mean, especially someone at the national level like Kavanaugh,
mm-hmm.
you can't just say, well, he did this. Okay. What do you have to back it up? Literally nothing. Well,
right.
Yeah. And again, you have his word against her word. Okay. He said, she said, it's classic. And then you pull things like, why didn't she testify sooner? Well, she's afraid of flying.
But she isn't.
Except she's taken a shit ton of vacations that involved flying. So you start out with a misrepresentation of her mindset. So already in a hole. You're already saying you need to, you know, you need to believe her. Okay, but it's his word against her word against his, and she's already not being truthful with us.
Right.
So why should we believe her over him?
Well, not to mention her named people that were supposedly there have all not just said they weren't there, but sworn under oath that they were not there.
We're not supposed to believe those women.
Right. But, you know, people don't understand what that means. But that's, you know, if there is a shred of evidence that comes out that this actually happened, and all four of those people that said they weren't there, oops, that's perjury, and they can go to jail for that. I mean, you don't swear to anything lightly. And that's, you can tell, because Dr. Ford, I don't know if she goes by Dr. Ford professionally or not, but anyway, that's what I'm calling her. Dr. Ford carefully, when she got put under oath and had to actually make statements that were sworn, she started backtracking on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And well, I mean, what is going to happen to her?
Nothing.
You know, this whole believe all women and that whole thing, I think that's so wrong. I think it's so wrong. Because it puts women in this kind of weird, like, up on a pedestal, we're perfect creatures, we never lie about anything. And it's the whole, like, oh, we should let women run the world because women are so kind and gentle and peaceful and nurturing. Come on.
Yeah, anybody that's ever known women knows that's not true.
What? And like a woman would never lie for any reason whatsoever?
Oh, please.
And the whole irony of it to me is like Dianne Feinstein was the orchestrator of this entire shit show.
Right.
Oh, so believe all women?
Yeah.
Even, okay.
Even 85-year-old senators that are cynical. You know what's funny is there were people on Twitter that were like, you know, castigating Kavanaugh for arguing with Feinstein. They were like, you know, he shouldn't be like that with an 85-year-old woman.
Right.
Like, what? This woman's a U.S. senator.
And who is trying to destroy his life.
She's not some frail grandma who's, you know, gonna faint at the slightest bad word. She's, you know, she's a hardcore, vicious animal.
Feinstein. She's got plenty more government contracts to send to her husband's businesses. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, this is, you don't get to be where she is by being some little milquetoast poor granny who can't, you know, who faints at harsh language. She's, you know.
And how degrading is that? Believe all women. That, you know, we have to treat them special.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they want, you know.
You know, we have to treat them special. You know, and I'm sorry, I'm biased. I'm the father of a male. And I, you know, I'll go with the him too. Mm-hmm. I look at it as, imagine if that were my son on that stage.
Yeah.
I know him. I know he's not like that. And you got people saying these horrible, horrible things, inventing shit out of cold fucking cloth. Mm-hmm. Rape rums. Are you fucking kidding me? No, that's not the kind of thing that was just, oh, boys will be boys. Not in the fucking 80s. Not ever. Maybe in fucking, you know, Caligula's Rome, maybe. But this ain't Caligula's Rome. And the fact that nobody has come forward to say, I remember that. Nobody has produced a police report. Now, you got this woman who, you know, is a college fucking, she's in college going to teenage high school age parties.
Right. Like,
did nobody vet this? Because in your rush to get the most titillating, juicy thing out there, you have a college age woman attending high school parties where she knowingly admits to rape rums. I'm making air quotes. You can't see that. Rape rums. And she kept going back until she was the one pulled into the rape room. Lady, are you fucking soft?
That was crazy to me. What? And you didn't report it? Like, what?
Didn't say anything.
She was probably waiting her turn.
Oh my Lord. I just, yeah. Well, the media is absolutely complicit because every little allegation that has come out, oh, it's in the media. Like, what? If you look it up, there's been like 5 allegations now. Doesn't matter that they, you know, somebody
right.
recanted and then another one was like a complete crazy person. It doesn't matter, but there's 5 now,
right?
According to CNN. Well,
and the Republicans held up Merrick Garland's nomination for over 400 days. 400 days in all caps, except that it was 293. And that includes well after Donald Trump was elected.
Right.
You know, that it didn't stop until the 114th Congress disbanded, but, you know, that recessed.
Recessed, yeah.
You know, that yes, you know, when Scalia passed in February, there were 9 months. They held up George Bush's nomination for, I believe, 17 months under their rules.
That's right.
They changed the system to suit them. And it bit them in the...
And if Harry Reid hadn't exercised his nuclear option, none of this would have happened because the Democrats would have had enough votes to stop it in the first place.
Exactly. Well.
Exactly. So
thanks, Harry Reid.
This is exactly the Republicans to lose.
And, you know, I was thinking about that, Jay, because, you know, if they can keep Flake and Collins and the milquetoast Republicans, if they can keep them in line and they get Kavanaugh what is it, approved or whatever. Who by the way, the media is painting as some sort of arch conservative, which is funny because he's not. he's a fairly middle of the road, you know, textualist jurist. I mean, he's not the worst they could have. Anyway, so they'll have basically 5-4 in the Supreme Court. There's a very good chance that this nomination process, combined with the general Democrat malfeasance, could get a lot of Republicans who hadn't even thought about voting. Who cares? They'll be like, what do they call them? They call them broken glass Republicans. They'll crawl over broken glass to vote for Republicans. I don't know.
Voting against Beto. That's my big thing.
Oh, Beto. You know it's funny.
I want to see him crushed, Alan. Can you please make that happen?
I would love to make it happen, but you got to remember, in all of this, somebody acted inappropriately when they were a teenager, theoretically, with somebody else, which there's no evidence of, and probably didn't happen. And even if it did happen, it was, drunken kids at a drunken party. So, who's to say? Versus Beto O'Rourke, twice arrested for felony crimes. Tried to run away from a DUI stop. The only reason he got off is because his dad was a judge. Is any of that going to get used against him? Hell no.
Don't be silly.
Because he's a Democrat.
Ted Kennedy.
Yep.
Killed a whole girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of me is like, you want to be an upstanding person. You don't want to get down and roll around in the mud, and you don't want to, but it's like, it's like the war on terrorism. I got a lot of problems with the war on terrorism. I think we're doing a lot of stupid shit that we shouldn't be doing. But the fundamental thing is when somebody decides to come kill you, you have to kill them first. You can't just step back and go, "Oh, I'll be the bigger man." No, because you'll be dead.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are basically committing terrorism against the Republicans. Oh, he's serious.
Oh my God.
Starting. All right, Ted.
The Democrats are committing political terrorism against the Republicans, and I think it's starting to sound like the Republicans may be waking up and going, "Oh, maybe we need to fight back or something." I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
I did find there is a late breaking story. Apparently, during the hearing, as each Republican was questioning Kavanaugh, right after they did it, somebody was updating their Wikipedia pages with their home address and things like that. So somebody, and it was coming from someplace in the House,
like one of those Democrat Socialists of America.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Somebody
who barely makes a habit of looking people
right.
up.
Unknown person located in the House of Representatives on Thursday posted the personal information for Republican Senators Lindsey Graham as well as Mike Lee and Orrin Hatch of Utah. Way to play fair there, Democrats. They don't know what playing fair is.
Well, they do. They expect the Republicans to do it.
Yeah.
While they have no intention of it.
Right. Well, it's just like, I'll take it back to the terrorism. It's just like the Palestinians setting up a rocket launcher in the middle of a school and then screaming about how the Israelis are killing children when they bomb the rocket launcher.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that? Whoa. You know, that's the Democrats do the exact same thing. You know, they
well, and you know, speaking of terrorism, about Senator Cruz being hounded out of a D.C. restaurant.
Boy, you know, did you hear the whole story about
that? Segue, Alan?
That was good. That was good, Jay.
Did I hear what? I'm sorry.
There was more to that story than him just getting hounded out.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah. So the protesters show up. They invade the restaurant. And this is an upscale. This is an upscale fancy restaurant. If you saw the video, I mean, they got like tablecloths and shit. I mean, this is fancy. This ain't, you know, Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. This is a high class establishment. I mean, the waiters have on those little aprons and stuff. And anyway, so what you saw in the video is Cruz and his wife getting up and, you know, saying God bless you to the protesters, and the protesters going, yay, we got rid of them. Yay, yay, yay. And then you hear like the manager going, y'all got to leave. And so they left. And what you didn't see, they came out later, was the waiters just kind of took the Cruises out. They got rid of the protesters, and the Cruises sat back down and finished their meal.
Aha.
So that's a very smart businessman.
Yeah. The manager said, look, we're not playing this political bullshit. We're here to serve food to people that want to pay for it. And right. We don't care who you are or what you are. We're going to serve you food if you pay for it. And that's all we care about.
I'm sorry. Can I be petty for just a second? Yeah. The fuck people going, Ted Cruz eats at a restaurant that charges $75 an entree. Yeah. You know what? Drink a nice cup of shut the fuck up. How much did Barack Obama spend on fucking drapes? Fuck you.
or haircuts.
Obama.
Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you to death. All right.
Yeah.
You know, he paid for it him fucking self to take his wife out to a nice lunch. And you're going to bitch about, ooh, the entrees are $75. It's fucking D.C., you fucking nitwit. What the fuck do you think?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
A hot dog costs $10 in D.C.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And your only response to these fucking nitwits going into this restaurant and hounding this poor dude trying to have lunch with his wife is, the entrees are expensive. Oh, the average Texan can't afford to. What?
I don't know. Have you seen the average Texan belly up to a good barbecue joint and order up a platter of brisket?
It's not cheap.
No, brisket. I'm telling you. You take a family to eat at a good barbecue place, you're going to spend some money.
It's just infuriating. It's like, you know, Bill Clinton got a haircut on the friggin' tarmac. At $200 a whack, and it was like
in $1990.
How dare you question the president? But you know, Ted Cruz in 2018 eats at a restaurant that has $75 entrees in D.C. Like, really?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
And suddenly, that's justification for being a
yeah
dickhead.
You know, and it's, you know, and I honestly, you know, I don't know. And even little Beto couldn't help himself. He started out by doing something nice, saying that, you know, what they did was unconscionable. But, you know, but there's always the but. Ted Cruz kind of brought this on himself. No, fuck you. No, he didn't.
Yeah, they always did. They did. Somebody said that about Kavanaugh today. They were complaining. Oh, somebody was saying well, you know, if Kavanaugh didn't want this kind of attention, all he could have done is, you know, resigned, is, you know, refused the nomination.
Yes.
If he didn't want to put his family through this, he could have just resigned the nomination.
And again, so what you've already tried and convicted him.
Yeah.
You've already decided that he did this, first of all, when he was 17, which, by the way, not an adult.
Well, also, Jay, it doesn't matter what he did or what he didn't do. Oh, they were going to be against him no matter what. And it didn't even have to be Kavanaugh. It could have been whoever Trump was going to nominate. They were going to be 100% against. You know, part of me wishes that, who's the woman judge that they keep?
Amy Barrett.
You know, if he did, if Trump had nominated, I want a do-over. I want to roll time back, and I want to create another timeline where Trump nominates her, just to see what the Democrats would come up with.
Right, because you have to believe her. Well, and again, I part of me wonders. Trump, despite what the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, would like you to think, is not a dummy.
No, he's not.
He's sitting back and taking stock of all of this. So when Ruth Bader Ginsburg finally shuffles off this mortal coil and he gets to replace her, which he will.
Yeah. Come on. Have you seen her lately?
He's going to roll out.
What did you call her?
I said, have you seen her lately?
Oh, okay.
Right. What did you think I said?
He's going to roll out Barrett, and they're going to cook something up because it's what they do. And he's going to say, whatever happened to She Must Be Believed? And he's going to play all of the sound clips. She must be believed. We believe all we stand with. Blah, 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 blah. We believe Anita, but not Juanita. Because, you know, reasons.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a hard time finding dirt on her because, man.
She's a staunch Catholic, and you know. And again, if a, you know, a dude comes forward to say she touched my Pepe back in the eighth grade,
yeah,
she's gonna be like, nope, and you have to believe me, and she better put her smoke a cigar. Nope, you gotta believe me. I have a vagina.
I'm totally using that from now on.
You have to believe me. I have a vagina, but you got to do it in an Eric Cartman voice.
You have to believe me, I have a vagina. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Just kick back. There you go. There you go.
And on that note, look, it's been an hour.
Hey, thank you, folks. Tip your waitress.
Thank you, Jay.
I can't breathe. I swear to God, I can't breathe.
You know, that's my new catchphrase. You have to believe me, I have a vagina. You know, I think, you know what would be awesome? You know what would make
that should be a t-shirt.
I think Brett Kavanaugh should come out and say, I identify as a woman.
Oh, my God.
Boom. Mic drop.
Mic. Don't assume his gender.
I like the one. I like the one that said, what's his? Oh, crap. What's.
Remember, not all women have vaginas.
The tweet of the picture that said that Caitlyn Jenner says that Bruce Jenner fondled her for decades.
Ooh, it's true. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. You know, and again, once again, we don't mean to make light.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Well, we mean to make light of the players involved, but not, you know, not in general. That there, you know, there are abs. And again, there was something I was getting at earlier is that you've got people who are like, oh, well, you know, it happens and it goes unreported. And yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. And that's unfortunate. And if this brings more women to come forward and say this happened and it's not right, that's great.
Except it won't.
It would be nice to see something good come out of this whole sordid fucking clown show.
If anything, this sets all of that back.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alan. Thank you. Exactly that. Because much like the Michael Brown, you chose a poor poster child for this movement.
Yep.
You know,
on a certain level, I feel bad for her, though. I feel bad for her because I feel like she really believes it. And she, in her heart, I mean, she feels like she's
the, she is the Munchausen by proxy.
Maybe.
She wants this to be real. And it's entirely possible that something happened.
That somewhere at some time that she can't remember the place. She can't remember when or where or what month or what year. She remembers
in the general area in that same time.
Right.
That there was a, you know, insert generic frat boy. It's entirely possible.
Right. Sure.
35 years have done. I mean, I don't remember specifics. It's entirely possible she believes with all her heart that he assaulted her.
Yes.
It is entirely possible.
I think she's being exploited by the Democrats.
Exactly.
Certainly, and I feel bad for that. But again, she's probably after this going to get a book deal and be a multimillionaire. So
she's not going to have a bad life after this.
No.
No, of course. She'll be a hero of all of all her peers.
She'll write a book that'll get a multimillion dollar advance. That will sell 14 copies, and Breeders' Library will have most of them.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
And it'll all be forgotten by the next go-around.
Well, we'll see what happens. I guess, you know, we'll know by the next show what's going to happen.
Will we, I thought we'd be done with it by this week.
I think, okay, here's my prediction. If they can't manage to vote to confirm him by next Thursday, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. And the Republicans will lose big time in the midterms.
Yeah, because and that's the key thing. If they can pull this out, if the Republicans confirm him, they have a chance at maintaining the Senate and the House. I guarantee you, if they cave on this, and they give in to the Republicans,
it will demoralize base, and you will energize the Democrats.
It'll be a disaster because people will go fuck those guys. I'm not voting for any of them.
I don't know.
They'll say, fuck those guys. They're not going to fight for us.
Right.
So fuck them. Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Because so far they look like they're holding the line.
Yeah. I was actually pleasantly surprised. Even Flake.
Yeah.
Came out and was like, you know, he wasn't as combative as Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, that was an unusual display of spine.
But he came out and was like, gave every indication that he was behind Kavanaugh. So, you know, he's one that I would worry about doing, you know, voting against him just as a fuck you to Trump.
Right.
But, you know.
And again, you know, we'll find out.
Yeah,
we will find. Hopefully, you know, by next show, we'll be able to say, hey, we were right, we were wrong, whatever. But. Yeah. I don't want this to drain.
And maybe we'll have something else to talk about, for God's sakes.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
We talk about Bill Cosby doing 3 to 10 in the federal pen.
That's just sad all the way around.
Yeah. You know, but again, it gets back to the pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
You know, it's much easier to believe the individual her when there's a pattern of it over time.
Right. Not because unsubstantiated 36 plus year old.
Exactly. That's, you know, this sort of behavior, you know, just historically, statistically, you see, it's not something that happens once or twice. This is something that continues, and you get him in a position of power and he's not going to be like, oh, wait a minute. I can't fondle women anymore. Yeah. I'm in a position of power. It's like,
he wouldn't have hundreds of women that worked for him and knew him going, writing letters going, yeah, this guy's a fucking saint.
Right. That is not the person I know. That is not the Brett Kavanaugh I know, you know, and you know, it's just, you know, and maybe he's the one in a million, maybe. But again, I know how I'd bet.
Well, it's all in the Republicans' hands now. We'll see what happens. And we'll be back next week.
That's right. Same squirrel time, same squirrel channel.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.